Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
On November 1, 2006, Alexander Litvinenko, a former lieutenant colonel of Russia's Federal Security Service, suddenly fell ill and was hospitalized. 3 weeks later, he was dead, a victim of a toxic substance identified as polonium-210, a radioisotope that caused a painful death. He had been poisoned. It wasn't by fast food he had eaten on a London street corner. He had become a victim of a toxic substance, a poison given to him by somebody who obviously wanted him dead. There are some individuals who are toxic, period. No, they may not have put polonium-210 in your food or drink, but they're not good for you. They may be in your office or workforce, perhaps living down the street, or you run into them at school or the club. Escaping them is not necessarily an option. Notice there are degrees of toxic. The more you rub shoulders with them, the more time you spend with them, the more they poison you. What is wrong in their life begins to poison you. Why not do it, they prod, realizing fully that what they're asking you to do violates your ethics or morality. So how do you handle toxic people in a toxic world? Begin by putting as much distance as you can between yourself and that person. If it's possible, wrote Paul to Roman Christians who were trying to survive in a toxic city, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. There are three thoughts that will help you, three phrases which are, I didn't, I can't, I won't. First, tell yourself, I didn't create the poison in this person's life. I'm not responsible for what he or she does. Then, I can't control what that person does, and I won't change her, so don't try. Just don't let the person infect you with what you dislike about the person. Step number two to countering the influence of a toxic person is be your own person. Perhaps you haven't quite figured out the secret of success, but it is clear that the secret of failure is trying to keep everybody happy all of the time. Don't try to put the ball back across the net. Walk off the court. Don't play the games that they play with you. You lose every time you violate your conscience, trying to be cool or fit into the scene you know is toxic. Then set boundaries. Decide where you are going to draw the line, and when you're pushed across the line into an area of behavior you know is wrong, say, enough is enough, I can't handle this. Will there be a price to pay? Of course, but it's worth it. When you are true to your conscience, you are true to the Lord. And this brings me to my final suggestion in handling toxic people in your life. Pastor Rick Warren put it like this, live for an audience of one. Paul wrote to Christians in Thessalonica, he said, we're not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts. Toxic individuals are not real friends. They will not be there for you when the going really gets tough. They use you. They break down your resistance to what is right and then mock you for your failure to stand and be counted. Friend, you won't eliminate all of the toxic people in your life, but you can keep them from infecting you. Keep up your guard and stay healthy. Stay in the Word and trust God for wisdom. That makes the difference.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.